Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show, Manic Monday. Yes, we have a great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. Not my Monday. I don't have to run today. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was
everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about, but the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone. Today is July 21st, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I want to send out a great big thank you to everyone for joining us here on the Rad Reality Show Network for the Manic Monday show hosted by Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. She's got a very special guest for tonight's show. We all know that great things come in small packages, right? Well, that holds true for our guest for tonight, that's for sure. We've got Pow Pow, Paola Shea from Big Brother 16, and she may be tiny, but while she was in the house, she made a huge impact on all of us. We all fell in love with her, and I can't wait to hear her views on the house guests since she's found out that Derek is an undercover cop, Frankie is Ariana Grande's brother, and what she's been up to since she's been out of the house, and what she has planned for the future. Just all those kind of things that we find out when we have a guest on the show. She's just going to be a great guest, I already know. We have two Eastern girls that's going to come together. Michelle's going to welcome her into the Big Brother family and the Rad Reality family as well. So if you've got questions or just want to say hi to Pow Pow and Michelle, give us a call at 1-347-237-5506. Don't forget to press the 1. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting tonight, so let's check in with Paul and see what he's got going on up in Minnesota, and then we'll bring up the host of our show and get this show on the road. Paul, how is Minnesota today?
Minnesota is today Florida.
Minnesota is Florida.
Yes, we are hot. We are extremely humid. It is oppressive outside today. 1 week ago, we set an all-time cold high temperature. A week ago, we only reached 65. So that's how the weather happens here in Minnesota during the summer. I do want to make a comment real quickly. One of my favorite actors of all time, on TV at least, passed away yesterday, James Garner. I'm sure everybody saw that. But I remember as a kid watching Maverick, the black and white Western show. So anyway, that's all I got.
Awesome. Well, it's about the same as far as the weather goes here in St. Louis. had a beautiful weekend, but it's heating up today, and the humidity has skyrocketed, and we're back to summer. So let's play her intro song and get our host up here with us. Here we go, folks. Welcome, Michelle Costa. How are you, sweetie?
What's going on, Cherry and Paul? Happy Manic Mondays. I'm doing fantastic. Hey, everybody. It's Manic Mondays. It's your princess and the only princess. I'm just saying.
That's right.
Just throwing that out there. First off, I want to say that there's no have-nots this week in the house, but yet Paul seems to only find himself in the have-not area. He says, hey, I'm in Minnesota, but you know what? We had a cold record-breaking last week, and this week I feel like I'm in Florida. And I'm like, oh, my God, Paul, you're on Lime Rock that's going to sink in about a couple of years. You might get bit by a shark, and you could get eaten by an alligator. You're still a have-not, even though the temperature's good. You're not safe. You're not safe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm glad that you guys finally are able to get summertime, summertime.
Oh,
How's
yeah.
How's that feel, Paul?
To be honest with you, I don't like this kind of weather. That's kind of why I love being up in Minnesota. My parents lived for a while in Phoenix. I would visit them. They lived for a while in the Orlando area. I'd visit them. And during the summer, I hated going there. So I don't particularly like this kind of weather. But, you know, that's just me.
Hey, well, you know what? Think about it when it was really cold, and it's like one of those things, like you complain about when it's cold, you wish it was warm, and then when it's warm, you wish it was like, you know, so it's like I would rather it be warm because I'll just put myself in like a refrigerator or something, you know,
True.
Air condition it up, ice bath, you know, dip in the ocean.
True.
But when you're cold, you have to put like 30 layers on, and you're uncomfortable, and you're like, it's not fun. So I'm all about summer, so go summer. And you know why I'm saying this? Because you know what? I don't know about you guys, but have you seen, like, the past week back-to-school ads on TV? And because of the commercials and the advertisements in the, you know, the weekly that you get at in the mail. I'm like, oh, my God, please, can I just enjoy summer, please? We didn't start summer till like the end of May, early June, and it's like the end of July. Please, give me strength to get through this. Just want to let you guys know, so you guys know that I had thought I might have broken some ribs, and so I ended up going to urgent care on Tuesday, the day after the show last week. And so I went, and they did an X-ray, and they the radiologist wasn't there. So what happens is they send it via, like, computer to the doctor. So the doctor looked at it, and when you're talking about ribs, you're talking about something really difficult to see on the computer because, you know, if you have fractures or whatever, you know, you really need to have the film in front of you. Well, so the doctor said, you know, definitely it's bruised, but I can't tell. The radiologist will call you the next day. So that was on Wednesday. Wednesday, I didn't hear anything. I called. They said, oh, they haven't sent anything yet. Thursday, they called to see how I was doing, and I was like, well, I'm doing the same. They're like, okay, well, that's good. It's better than if you were worse. I'm like, well, thanks a lot. Because if you guys know, if you ever have anything happen with your ribs, it's like you can't do anything, and it hurts for like 8 weeks. So then I was like, okay, they haven't called me back. So today, 6 days later, I said, you know, it shouldn't take this long for them to read an X-ray. I mean, we're in, what, 2014? Why is it taking this long to read the X-ray? So I call them. I'm on hold for 20 minutes. I hang up. I call back. And then the lady comes on and she's like, your 10th rib is fractured. So I have a fractured rib. Ugh. I was really hoping for bruise because then I was like, all right, that's going to be like 3-4 weeks. Now I have a fractured rib.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but it's like, you know, when you think it's like one thing, you're like, all right, fine, I'll be good. You guys got to understand, my job is when I'm doing my job that I do during the day because I work 30 million jobs. But this one, I have to lift heavy things. I have to go up and down. I have to walk. I have to do all the stuff that you're not supposed to do when you have broken ribs or anything. So it's just like, I hope that it just heals. And, you know, just an FYI to everybody out there, you know, like old school wives' tales, they say, you know, to wrap it with an 8th bandage. Do you know that the doctor told me that that's actually not good to wrap it with a bandage? Because if you wrap it too tight, it can cause an pneumonia. So if you guys are going to do it, like, just do it a little, like, I wear it during work just because I'm lifting heavy things. Just don't put it too tight. But did you guys know that? Did you know that, Charlie, that it's not good to wrap your ribs? Like, isn't that something we've just always known?
I think I had heard that back before.
Yeah, because if you see, like, I mean, like, even, like, on, like, the, you know, the sports, when, like, a guy gets hit, whatever, they always have it wrapped up. Right, Paul? I mean, like, the rib injury, everyone just always assumes to wrap it up. So it's crazy to think that you can get actually more injured by wrapping it.
No, I've never experienced that, but... I just think that you really, you can't put a cast around a rib, so.
No, but you would think, like, to, like, mobilize it. But anyway, just an FYI out there because I did, like, a lot of research about it, and so it's interesting to find out. And the only way you find out things is by communicating it. But anyway, let's get to topic of conversation. Tonight, we are blessed with popping our BB16 cherry. Isn't that right? Cherry and Paul. Cherry, no pun intended. We're popping a cherry tonight. Pow, pow.
Yes, our first Big Brother 16 house guest joining us tonight.
We're going to pow, pow, pow those cherries with Paola. DJ Paola's on tonight. I'm excited because this season for me, I think, has been great, you know, with the past seasons that have happened, especially last season with, you know, the backlash, and I think this season they did such a great cast. I can't wait to hear from her. Unfortunately, we have to hear from her. That means she's out of the house. Bummer. She was very entertaining, and oh my God, I'll tell you what. I don't know if Cherry and Paul agree with me or you guys out there, but I loved her and Donnie's relationship. I mean, were they the cutest ever or what? And I loved how she was like, I would never think that I would be BFFs with, you know, Donnie, like the oldest guy in the house, you know, and it was just like so cute. Cherry, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I know you love their relationship.
Absolutely. It was so honest and true and something you didn't expect to happen. They were so opposite each other going into the house. But when they became friends and they became fast friends and besties in the house, it was real. It was something that you could tell was so deep. She honestly cared for him, and he honestly cared for her as real friends. And I think they will stay friends outside the house.
I agree with you. Yeah.
You know, I think they will stay in touch and, you know, they may not hang out, you know, and go out to clubs and that kind of thing, but I think they will stay in touch and possibly visit, you know, but I think they will stay in touch and talk to each other on the phone and that kind of thing because they were real friends. And it was something you just didn't expect because they were so opposite. But such a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, and I'm sure she's not happy about the fact that, you know, we're doing spoilers tonight, so you guys don't even yell at us. But, you know, obviously we've heard that Donnie's been put up. So I'm sure she's not happy about that because we don't want to see Donnie go home because, first off, we love Donnie. Second off, he's part of Team America, who is with, obviously, Team Derek, and who we're all for, and Frankie, which we love. So let's hope it doesn't backfire. But I'm sure she's got a lot to say. I'm sure she's, you know, I just want to hear her aspect of coming out of the house. I want to know what she thinks about Frankie being Frankie and, you know, Derek. And
I was so disappointed that they didn't, you know, Julie didn't reveal any of that to her on her exit interview. She didn't reveal anything about Derek or Frankie.
Yeah, it seems like she does different things with everybody. I mean, when I left my season, I left on a double eviction. I didn't even get the goodbye messages. And I was really bummed out. And then a week later, I probably cannot talk about production, but a week later, just miraculously at the jury house, the CD appeared, and I popped it in. And it could have been my goodbye messages. Just maybe. Yeah. I was like, and I was bummed out that America didn't get to see it because I think that, you know, if they didn't watch live feeds, they had either their thoughts about me, but I think if they saw the goodbye messages, they would have been like, what? So, you know. I can understand how she kind of changes it up for everybody because definitely we knew, okay, Joey's definitely not going back because she kind of told her without saying things, revealed some things. But it could also be like what the competition's going to be, like the HOH. Sometimes they have to kill time because they know it's going to be quick. If they know it's going to be like endurance, you know, they might talk about other subjects beforehand. I don't know, you know, I think she does it different, don't you think so, Paul? I mean, what do you think? Yeah. What do you think about also Paola and Donnie's relationship? I'm curious. I know you love them.
Well, it is kind of an odd relationship, but let's face it, who doesn't love Donnie? I mean, he's just so cool. I need to let you know, Michelle, that we are getting a lot of callers on the switchboard. They can't wait to join in with us tonight. A lot of huge Big Brother fans. I did tell them that they need to hang on while we do our chat with Paola beforehand. So I did let them know. But there is somebody else. There is somebody else from your area code that's just popped up on the switchboard.
Really?
Yes. Somebody that might want to talk to you before Paula comes on.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and bring him up.
This is weird. I didn't know. Okay. I'm excited.
Team Derek,
I'll let you introduce yourself. Caller, say hi to Michelle.
You are talking to Louis Stravato. What's up,
Louis
baby?
Stravato, I love you. Oh, my God. What's up, babe? This is a great surprise.
What about Derek? Mentioning our names in one of the
clip.
Go ahead and
first
set us up, Paul.
Can we say, collectively, Louie, Team Derek
in the house. Okay.
Yeah, I heard
Michelle,
he was talking about
he is playing
about
a smart game, man.
Oh, he's going to win. He could win.
Let's get this out of the way. I play the clip and then you guys can chat, but it was in the BB backyard, and it was after
Zach. Oh, I didn't
Zach
hear
was,
it yet. I haven't heard it.
I didn't hear it either.
It was
so.
Okay, I just want to quickly set it up, guys, so let me do that.
Oh, shut up.
Was,
oh, my God, I'm so excited right now. Shut up.
All right.
Put it on. Put it on.
It was after Zach was saying, yeah, I'm Amanda's cousin or whatever, and people were saying, well, you could be related to so-and-so, and you could be related to so-and-so. And then your guys' names were brought up. So here's the clip.
Okay.
What about Michelle? You could be related to Michelle.
I know. I'm
Michelle from Cumberland,
it.
Rhode Island. She's like 15 minutes from Portuguese, though. Yeah, she's Portuguese.
I
am not Portuguese at all.
I just remember Rhode Island.
She's from Rhode Island. He's like, yeah, yep. I think about her all the time. When I was, like, in the process, I'm like, You know what? I almost wish I could have told somebody because I probably would have went to her for advice because she literally lives like 15 minutes from me.
What does she do now?
She actually does a radio show and like a reality, like a TV, like radio hosting gig in the morning.
Really?
And when they have like stuff about reality, like The Amazing Race, like she gives her like opinions on it and stuff.
Nice.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's definitely like still doing
that's
like
cool.
CBS stuff. Yeah. Not for CBS, but it's called The Road Show. Is the name of the show she's on? Because we had another guy, Louis Stravato. From Rhode Island?
What was he from?
He was on The Amazing Race.
Oh, really?
And he's on it, too.
Nice.
That is so awesome. Oh, my God, I love it. I did not hear that, but all I know is that I woke up the other morning, like, I guess it was, like, the night after, and I had, like, 30,000 million messages about people saying, oh, my God, they just talked about you and Louis, the roadshow. It wasn't called that. Put it up. All this stuff. Oh, my God. I was laughing my ass off. But,
Louis,
our boy is representing, baby. What's your thoughts on Derek's game so far?
It's smart. Brilliant. I mean, nobody knows. You know, he's never brought up, you know, what his job is at all. So they, you know, that's as far as I know. I mean, I don't watch the feeds, so I'm sorry about that. But, I mean, but as far as on-air stuff on CBS, nobody's questioning what he does for work, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're, like, thinking past, like, the park and recreation thing.
I just
want to say one thing out there. Louis, I don't know if you're watching the chat room, but people are very confused of why Derek said the road show, and what you guys don't understand is, okay, yes, we both do the Rad Reality show. I'm not sure if he listened to that. There's a show in Rhode Island. It's kind of like considered to be like your Today show, your Good Morning show, and it's called the Road Show, which is R-H-O-D-E, like Rhode Island show. And both myself and Louis have been on it. I actually have been on it just to do a couple segments for Big Brother. Louis actually does it a lot of – he's actually like a staple, I believe, right, Louis?
Yeah.
So people are saying, I don't understand what they're talking about the road show. They're actually talking about a legit show that myself and Louis have been on that's pretty popular where we live, right, Louis?
Right, exactly. Yep, exactly. He's probably just talking out, you know, like, whatever, you know. He's just throwing information out there, which is cool. It doesn't matter.
I think that's awesome, number one. It's like, hey, let's talk about us. Yes, Rhode Island in the house.
Louis, for those that don't know, that you actually knew Derek, for our new listeners.
Yes, I did. I did know Derek. I was friends with him. We worked, my last years in narcotics. He was new in narcotics. In Central Falls, I had a lot of close friends in Central Falls Police Department, where he is a sergeant, and we've been tight. And he actually came to me, where I'm at the casino now, but he came to me and asked me for advice. He says, I'm trying out for Big Brother. What should I do? So I just told him, be yourself, bro. And sure enough, he got it. It was so cool. Paul, question quick. Can you somehow send me that clip, if you can, in an email or whatever? Because I want to give it to the road show. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool clip, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I just heard that, and that makes me really excited. Yay!
That's very cool. Very cool.
I will do that, Louis.
Thank you so much. Thank you. But, all right, I know you guys
are
big.
What are you up to right now, Louis? What are you doing? You got to go catch a criminal?
Yeah, I'm on my break at work, so it's like.
You're always on break. That's a personal joke between me and Louis because every time I go to see him, I'll text him. Swear to God, it doesn't matter. It could be like 30,000 different times. And I'm like, hey, Louis, I'm here. What are you doing? He's like, I'm on break. I'm like, what the frig? You're always on break. But it's just the funniest thing. I love you, Louis.
I love you guys, too. And I'll call back in next Monday night. I just wanted to say hello. And go Team Derek. And I love you guys.
Love you, too. Team Derek.
Love you, Louis.
Where's Chevy? Oh, there you are, Chevy. I didn't hear you, hon.
I'm
you're really quiet.
I'm sort of in the background these days.
Oh. I love you, honey.
Love you,
too. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, love you.
Have a good night.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. I did not – oh, my God, I love that clip, Paul. Thank you. Because you know what? Somebody sent me those messages, like I said, and I sent – I want to say face one. I know you're out there listening. And I was like, can you somehow send me, like, the link? But I think it's, like, hard. Like, I don't have the live feed because I just can't. I just can't. But – all right, so, Cherry, what are your thoughts on the detonators? Like, you know, obviously Derek came up with that name, and it's kind of funny to go along with the whole bomb squad thing. You know, they detonated that, and now it's kind of like a branch of the Alliance. And do you think that, I mean, it seems like Zach thinks he's the man with the plan.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's like Mr. Machismo, right?
Oh, my gosh. He is so wound up tight.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Doesn't it remind you of Brian and Dan? Like, every single time he talks, doesn't he sound more like Dan and Brian from my season put together, Cherry?
Yeah.
Like, he's screaming at the TV. He's like, I'm going to get these minions out.
Yeah, I could see that.
What do you think of Zach? Do you think that he's doing a good gameplay, or do you think he's...
I think he's right possibly... on the edge of getting himself in trouble all the time. Right on the edge.
Yeah, he's like
he
on that cross the line. Yeah, I totally agree with you, but it's kind of like, what do you think about them putting up Amber? I mean, do you think that was a good gameplay for the detonators slash bomb squad slash whatever else you want to call them? Do you think it was too quick
to put her up? I think they may be wearing her thin, too, because, you know, she's a member of that alliance, and... if you keep putting up the same member of your alliance all the time, you're going to piss them off, and you may lose one of your alliance members. You know, don't continually use the same person. If you need somebody to put up, you know, pass the love around, don't keep using that same member because you're going to piss that person off. And it nearly happened this time. I mean, she's tired of being used as the pawn, and I understand where she's coming from in that regard. You know, yes, she might be doing some things wrong, but if you want to keep her as an alliance member, don't keep using her, you know. Use one of the other guys, because it just shows her that you're, you know, she's not as valued in your alliance as the rest of the members. And she's going to realize that and may walk on your alliance. And
well,
if
it's
you
kind
trust
of a
her as an alliance
like,
member, then...
Yeah, I don't understand why they do, but like at the same time, Cherry, we've seen this for the first time, the double HOHs, and then you're putting up people that you probably wouldn't. Like, you're putting up strong people, which in this circumstance was for Team America. But I'm just saying, if you want to be the HOH, you're going to put your two strongest people. So basically you're nominating people that you don't want to go home, but it's like the first stage of the HOH.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit
In this instance, I think they had to determine a strong player for Team America. So they got their...
Yeah.
So they pretty much had to do that. In order for Team America.
Well, I think they added girl. It said nominate a strong player. I think they put nominate a strong woman player.
yeah.
Because they didn't really think about men, Cherry, right? I mean, come on.
I think everybody wanted it to be Caleb. If you really asked, if you polled America and got America's view on who they wanted to see go up, I think America was thinking that strong player would be Caleb going up.
That's
nobody
what
thought,
I would think
oh,
too.
If we vote for a strong player, it'll be Amber going up as that strong player. I don't think anybody, when they said, oh, let's vote for a strong player, nobody thought when they chose that as their option, nobody thought, oh, they'll put up Amber if we vote this way. Nobody. I don't see that. So I think everybody was thinking Caleb or Zach, possibly, but nobody thought Amber would be the one they would choose as a strong player to put up on, you know, for eviction.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Paul, do we have our caller on? I just got a message from her saying she's on right now.
She is on the switchboard.
Ooh, I'm excited. Let's pop this cherry. BB16, man, Nick Mondays. And I know the chat room and everybody's going to go crazy. So let's bring
this.
The fabulous
Here we
girl
go.
Up.
Paula Shea, thank you for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa on Manic Mondays. How are you?
Hey,
girl, what's going on? Hey, pow, it's in the house.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey, girl, first off, I want to say welcome to the BB family, or as others would say, cult, or what others would say, nut house. welcome to it, girl, with open arms. You're stuck with me for life, so
Yay!
That's a good way to start off the show. Yay, I love it. And first off, the cutest thing that Paola said when we first kind of started talking, she sent me a message and she said, maybe you want to tell everybody, she had a Portuguese ex-boyfriend and she said, tell the dog to do this. What is it, girl? Tell us.
Bye, fella.
Yeah, girl, which basically means, like, get the hell over there. Get away from me. Which kind of shocks me because usually we teach you guys the bad words. So do you know any Portuguese bad words?
No, I don't actually.
We'll teach you some. We'll teach you throughout the day. But first off, we just want to say you have just popped Manic Monday's Big Brother 16. Cats of the cherry.
Yeah.
But we're not happy, though, because that means you're out here talking to us and you're not in there, damn it.
I know. But it's glad to be back, you know, in a way. I do miss Donnie a lot, so.
Oh,
we actually
that's
talked
one of
about
our favorite you, things about you.
Yeah, we talked about that before you came on. First off, I just want to say welcome to Manic Mondays, and you're on with myself, the Portuguese Princess, Cherry Garcia, which is on right now, and Mr. Paul from Minnesota. And you are live. We have callers in the chat room. Actually, the chat room is going a little crazy right now, so can you give a shout-out to the chat room, Miss DJ Paula?
Hey, guys. This is DJ Paula Shea, a.k.a. Pow Pow from BB16. Is that good enough?
That's perfect. First off, I just want to let you know what I'm wearing right now, which you're going to be shocked. I'm actually wearing a DJ Paula Oshin bracelet because I went to the New York premiere party for Adam and Eric Stein, Adam Pock and Eric Stein, and there was a big, big fan of yours, and they were giving away bracelets to support you, and I got one.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Yeah, that's actually my bracelets that I give away when I do all my DJ shows around the country.
Well, then you have somebody that has your back, girl. You have somebody that has your back because I have one.
Oh, yeah.
I want one.
I'm wearing it right
now. You know, Michelle, I'm going to do something right now before we go any further in the show. I think we need to get this out of the way. So before we go any further, I'm just going
to play
this.
I already know what it is. Let's do it.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
There we go. We got our disclaimer out of the way.
That basically gives you the allowance to swear. You can swear. You can kind of do whatever you want to do. Production's not going to scold you. You can actually sing. Okay, wait. First off, if you got out of the house, what would be the first song that you sang out of the top of your lungs because you were like, you know, basically prison from singing? What was the first song? I'm curious.
Oh my gosh, the first song that I was singing.
Yeah.
I think it's the song that you guys know. It is kind of like vulgar though.
Can you sing it for us, like, just, like, a little bit? Because, you know, you didn't say the name, and you said it was vulgar, so we definitely want to hear it.
Okay. It's I Love Bad Bitches, My Fucking Problem. You guys know that one. That was,
yeah.
I think, the first song I was singing, because I got out, and I was really sad, and I, like, just went beast mode after, because I was, like, you know, really upset at Devin's. I was listening to, like, all these rap songs and hip-hop songs, and I was just thinking that just kind of, like, lift my spirit up again. I have no idea why that song even came into my head, because, you know, in the Big Brother house, you can't sing and you can't really swear that much, and that was, like, the only song that I could think of, so I could, like, swear and just let it all out.
You just wanted to get some frustration out, girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I had to listen to some ASAP Rocky right away.
So how has it been, like, I mean, were you a fan of Big Brother before going in the house? And did you know the depths of it? Because you could be a fan and not know the depths of live feeds or the, like, just a lot of the different things come out of it. How big of a fan were you?
I was actually a fan, but I'm not, like, a super fan. I watched about 6 seasons. I did not have time to watch any of the live feeds until, like, now. Obviously, like, I didn't even know about the live feeds as much. But I did watch your season. So that's
you
good.
Did?
Yes, and I love it.
So did you like me? Let's just get it out. Listen, it's okay if you didn't. I'm very accepting of it. But
no.
What were your thoughts of my season and me? Did you love me? Did you want to eat me up and put you in my pocket and everything?
I actually really like you because you're super strong. To me, at least, like, mentally, you didn't really talk crap about anybody, which I liked. You're not as catty as people from last season. No offense. That season was terrible. Season 15 was super bad compared to, like, every other season. And I adore you, and I found out, like, you know, like, when I was watching you, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's Portuguese, and I, like, I love Portuguese food, and, you know, my ex is Portuguese, so. And Derek's from Rhode Island also, and
yes, well, did you know that I kind of know him a little?
What? No way.
I don't know him. Okay, wait, okay, first off, when you got out of the house and you found out Derek was a undercover cop, and then he was a sergeant. What did you think?
I was actually really, really shocked because he had everybody in the house fooled, like, especially me. And the whole, like, him working at a parks and, you know, recreation, I was like, oh, really? Like, how is that? Like, I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, you probably don't make a lot of money, you know? Like, maybe, like, you know, like, I was, like, feeling bad for him because he really, really fooled me. And the crazy part about it is that, like, I was actually more shocked on finding out that he was a cop than finding out that Frankie is Ariana's brother.
Okay, that would
that
be the
next question.
Frankie, what did you think of that? And did you then say, oh, my God, yes, or would you never figure it out?
You know, the craziest part is that me and Frankie actually run in the same circle, but I didn't even, like, think about it. I didn't even know who he was, but our friends, we actually have a lot of mutual friends. I was actually in his apartment yesterday, and I was just like, holy crap, you know this person? I know that person. Wait a second. Like, this is so weird. I mean, we do run, like, in the same circle, and we go to the same club. We know the people that work at all the clubs in New York, and I just didn't really get it. He said that he even told everybody that his last name was Bronte and his sister's name was Ari. And whoop-de-doo, like, how the hell
did he ever say anything, like, looking back now, did he ever kind of throw out these, like, kind of, like, weird statements that didn't make sense, and now you're like, oh, my God. Like, did he ever say, grande? Like, we got 99 problems, but, you know, Devin ain't one. Did he say something like that? Like, something like that? Tell me.
Wait, say that again.
Like, did he, looking back, like, being in the house, he could have said stuff to you that you didn't put together, but now that you're outside the house, was there something that he said to you, like, 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one, because obviously that's Ariana Grande's theme song. Did he say anything kind of out of...
Like, obvious no. Like,
yeah.
The only thing I could think of is, like, him saying that his last name was Grande. And I feel like, you know what, Frankie? I really like Frankie, and, like, on a personal level, but he was really weird around me. Like, every time I talked to him about, like, the clubs in New York, he'd like, kind of, like, changed the subject. Which was kind of weird now that I thought
about
it.
So do you think it was because he thought that you knew who he was because you guys were both from the same area, so he was trying to kind of stay away from you? Like, because you could have possibly known all of his secrets.
I definitely think so. I think that if he knew, if I knew that he was Ariana Grande's brother, I would have definitely used that against him. So I knew that, like, he was acting weird towards me. Well, not, like, when I was in the show, but now, like, now I know why he was, because of Ariana.
Interesting. Very interesting. Do you think that you could have used it also to your advantage, like, you could have thought in your head, okay, there's a possibility America, which now you know there's a Team America.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said to him, hey, I know that you're so-and-so's sister. I won't tell anybody as long as we're good in the voting, because maybe in your head you could have thought, oh, there could be America's vote. There could be something going on. Did you ever think about the fact that there was a America's player, Team America, and what were your thoughts when you found out there was a Team America?
Actually, Nicole and being, like, a super fan, Nicole and Christine was actually talking about it in the house. If I was to find out that he was Ariana's brother, I definitely think that I would have worked with him, you know, because Frankie is definitely good, you know, in his social game. He's, like, beast mode when it comes to that.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. I mean, everybody likes him, you know, and I feel like with him and I, like, working together and, like, being close in the show, especially knowing that not a lot of people would want to put Frankie up and being, like, in his shadow, I definitely think that that would have been a great idea to just be, like, by his side. But I'm such an idiot and didn't think about any of that while I was in the show. I legit was, like, in my own world in that show. Like, I was, like, trying to work with Caleb and Devin and, like, Amber, which didn't even work out because when I got out, I found out there was a bomb squad. So I was like, what the hell?
And what were your thoughts about the bomb squad? I mean, that was kind of like the first week and a half, so I know there wasn't really too much live feeds on it. Was it really, like, not apparent that they were together, or did you just not know how big it was?
I did not know how big the freaking alliance was. I mean, Devin is such an idiot because, like, I feel like, you know, the whole house was almost a part of the alliance, and only, like, four of us was, I think, me, Victoria, Nicole, and Jocasa, right, and Donnie? I don't even remember what they said, but, I mean, it was just, like, so crazy to see that because I don't know anybody in VB history that ever made a big of alliance like Devin did. And then also, you know, recruiting Amber and Christine and not telling the guys, which was like, what? Why would you even do that?
Well, that was Devin's doing. I mean, first off, Devin, all right, I'm going to just say one thing. Pow, pow. That house makes you cray-cray. Pow, pow,
oh, yeah.
Cray-cray. I mean, everybody knows why it's in pillows. Everybody knows why, you know, Pow Pow did what she did. Everybody, I mean, there, we don't have answers for what we do. This is not your normal life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not how you normally act. So, you know, you kind of, like, act a little crazy. What are your thoughts on how Devin, you know, coming out of the house, you kind of got to see a little bit. You were involved in a lot of it. That house makes you crazy, right?
Oh,
my
God.
On Devin?
Super crazy. I mean, with Devin, I just think that he was definitely paranoid in the house, which affected his game a lot. Like I said, like, he does have five different personalities because one day you'll see Devin reading the Bible, and then the second day he'll be, like, laughing and enjoying his company. The third day, he'll be, like, hiding in the HOH room. And then the fourth day, he'll, like, do the same thing. It's just, like, so weird to see someone go through that. And that also happened with Joey before Joey got evicted. Like, Joey actually, like, went a little crazy and turned into Alex. And the house definitely does that to you. And I think that, you know, I mean, you know how hard it is. And I don't think that anybody else does that's never been in the house before. And it is honestly the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. And I was there for 21 days, and I felt like I was there for 2 years.
Yeah, so, like, you watching the show and you saying, oh, I would have done this, I would have done that. And then now coming out of it, what are your – because the first thing I said was, I am so sorry for anybody that I said anything to, that anybody that cried. I cried me like 30 rivers. I saturated the earth. You know, like, I didn't understand there was so many dynamics to this game. So I know that people love to hear what it really is to, like, be in that house and the dynamics of it. You know, it's
right.
Easy to throw the blame and point the finger. And then when you're there, you're like, oh, God, you know, I said this person did this, and there I go doing it. It's like owning up to it. It's like, yeah, it's crazy, right?
Oh, it's super crazy. I mean, like, even watching the live feed now, and I see people talk the crap out about each other, and I'm just like, no way, you know, because, I mean, I came in the house, you know, guns blazing at first and thinking, like, okay, like, I'm here to win. I'm not here to make friends. I want to win $500,000. And the house just changes you as a person. Like, I literally, like, try to lay low as much as I can and, you know, not pull up on anybody. And then I just couldn't handle it anymore because I was really upset at Devin. And I also had, like, a falling out with Zach. But the crazy thing is, Michelle, me and Devin actually spoke yesterday for an hour on the phone. So, you know, we, like, kind of, like, apologized to each other about, like, the things that we said, and, you know, we just reminded each other that, you know, it is a game, and even though, you know, we got a little personal on the show, you know, like, we still, like, love each other. So
well,
that's, like,
you know what I say, girl? This is what I say, Paola. You know, it's a game. It's for money. And you know what? There's no money anymore, girl. There's no more money. There's your
Michelle.
Future and what you make of it. But for the game and for what it is, Big Brother 16, the money, it's done. It's time to man up, say what you got to say. You've had the best experience with each other, and you don't even understand what you're going to have in your future. It's amazing if you embrace it. And if you embrace everything that, you know, you believe in and yourself, number one. The most important person is for you to believe in yourself, and then everything else falls in place. You know, there's the haters, there's the lovers, there's the people that hide behind the internet. And I just want to tell you for myself that you can call me anytime because I'll tell you what, I come out still 6 years later with people sending me messages of hatred. And you know what? I don't even mind it. You know what I do? The best button ever. Block, bitch. Block, 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 block. Cock block. You know? And then you know what I do? I respond to the people that send me a message and say, hey, I hope you have a great day, Michelle. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. I take the time to send them a message.
Exactly.
The other people,
and
I just take the time to block. You know? And this is what you got to understand. This is a crazy, I mean, Big Brother has the best fans ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the ones through the cracks. And we can't do anything about it, but we can not form to their level. We just
got
to keep them moving. Mm-hmm. And you know that you are fabulous. You did such a great job on the show, girl. And,
oh, thanks. I mean, I can't. I gotta learn. I definitely gotta go to the park and learn how to swing, but and work on.
Yeah, no. I have a question about that. Did you not swing? Did you not have a swing set? Like, what was going on with that? You were falling over and everything. Like, what was going on with that girl?
You know, the funniest thing was I was watching the episode when I was swinging, and I was like cracking up because I was always like beast mode powerhouse. And then you see me, like, struggling to swing. I was like, this is so freaking embarrassing. The first thing that my mom told me was, like, we're going to go to the park and we're going to teach you how to swing.
my God, that's so funny.
The last time I was when I was, like, 6 years old. I don't even remember swinging.
Well, we're hoping that you get a swing set. And, Paul, I think I know what you're going to say, and you're going to say that we have so many callers waiting to talk to Pow Pow. Hey,
yes.
Pow Pow. Do you mind taking a couple of callers? Because there's been people waiting for kind of like a long time, and they want to talk to you.
Oh, of course.
All right. So, Paul, let's bring up our first caller. Caller, when you call in, let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Paul, do you want to bring him up?
No, absolutely not. That's what you do.
Okay. Raymond, you've been holding the longest. Thank you so much for waiting. How are you? You're on with Pow Pow and Michelle Costa.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello,
Raymond.
Raymond, where are you calling from, Raymond? Oh, my God. I know you're excited. Are you excited?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Calm down. Calm down. Let's breathe. Ready?
New York.
Oh, my God. What part of New York?
The Bronx.
Okay, well, you are on with myself, Michelle, and Pow Pow. What is your question?
Hi. What is Christine after everything she said about Donnie?
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again? I couldn't hear you.
What's your opinion on Christine now after everything she's been saying about Donnie?
You know, I really try to see the good in everybody in the house, but I was really actually hurt with what she was saying about him because Donnie is the only person in the whole house that could actually make me go emotional and, like, break down. And it just shows, like, her character, her true character is starting to show up. And it sucks because I actually thought that she was going to be a nice person in the show. And then after watching her on live feed and everybody tweeting me about it, I just kind of, like, lost respect for her because Donnie is actually who he says he is, and he is a humble guy, and he's very peaceful. He doesn't, you know, he's not there to harm anybody or, you know, hurt anybody with words. So what she's saying is just, like, fucked up. Sorry.
So did she portray that to you? Like, how much conversation did you have with her, and did you have enough time to see her being this person that's saying this stuff?
You know, with Christine, the only conversation I've actually had, like, with her was about the game and about Victoria. But, you know, she's the type of person that agrees with everything, you know, and I feel like she doesn't really talk, you know, crap about anybody unless it's with Nicole or Hayden or anybody else. But the way she comes out is, like, you know, she's, like, this sweet girl and super innocent. And now when, you know, after seeing the live feeds, I'm just like, what the hell? Like, I was really surprised. So.
Interesting. Paula, do you have any more questions for Paula or?
What's
your opinion on? I know you're super excited. Go ahead.
What do you think about Zanky?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody asked me.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is I don't know if Zach is gay because now I'm thinking that he might be because, you know, when I was in the house, you know, he told everybody, he told me that, you know, he's super straight. And I know that him and Frankie are getting closer and closer every day.
What do you mean he told you he's super, wait. First off, what do you mean he told you he's super straight? Like, he pulled you over and said, hey, just to let you know, FYI, I'm super straight. Like, who would do that?
Well, what happened was, I'm kind of like a flirt when it comes to, like, Cody and everybody in the house. So when I was having a conversation with Zach, I was like, oh, like, what kind of, you know, girls do you like? And, you know, he was like, well, I like smart girls. And I'm like, oh, that's great because I could spell, you know. And then, like, later on we were talking and I was just like, you like Frankie? Like, you have something going on with Frankie because you guys cuddle a lot. And he was just like, no, I'm super straight. But, you know, it doesn't, like, to me, I don't know because, I mean, Frankie cuddles with everybody. He cuddles with Caleb. He cuddles with Cody. So you never know. I mean, I don't know how to answer that question because it might be Zach playing the game because he does know that Frankie has, like, an awesome social game, and I don't know. We'll see.
He told everyone that he's had sex with Frankie.
Oh, yeah. Zach says everything. Like,
I mean, you could say something, right? And it doesn't mean you do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's the type of person Zach is. I mean, he told everybody he thought Victoria was attractive, and he didn't need that, you know? And, like, Zach is just Zach. He's just going to be a douchebag. So just say whatever he wants to say.
Interesting. Right. Well, caller, do you have any other questions?
Well, no, I only have one thing to say, which is thank you so much, Paola, for following me on Instagram. It means the world to me.
Oh, thank you for noticing me.
Well, we're glad we're bringing you guys together on Manic Mondays. This is, like, spiritual. I'm just telling you.
I swear I would love to, like, run into you one day since we both live in New York and stuff. That'd be
oh, my
really
God,
cool.
You better say hi.
Thank you so much.
You have a great night.
Thank you for holding.
Take care, honey.
Oh, my God, he sounded so happy. I love him.
He's so cute. He's so adorable.
We've got more calls on hold.
I know. We got more callers. Like, we have actually callers that have been waiting for a long time. Paola,
he was on hold. He was on hold before the show actually started. He was on hold
before we went live on air.
So
let's bring him up.
Here we go. We've got Caesar. How are you?
What's up? Thank you for holding.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Hi.
Well, hello. You are on. I know you want to talk to Paola. So, Caesar, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. I love you so much. Thanks for following me on Twitter, on Instagram.
Aww.
What's your question?
Who do you think is playing the best game on Big Brother right now?
Oh, I definitely have to give it to Michelle's boy, Derek.
Yeah, Derek. Woo.
Yeah. Derek is so smart. And he
I'll tell you how I know him in a little bit, Paola.
I feel like he's definitely going to go super, super far. Super far. Maybe, like, he might win the whole thing, actually. So definitely Derek.
Yeah.
Even though I want Donnie to win. I want Donnie to win.
Do you have another question, caller?
My friend Desmond is on here. He has a question, too, for Pal.
Okay, let's put up Desmond.
Hello, Desmond. I was just wondering, Pal, if you would ever come to North Carolina for DJing, maybe DJ here in North Carolina.
Well, we got job opportunities. Job opportunities. Hold on, I got to be part of the contract. Wait, do I get a fee?
Right? I think Michelle should get 20% of this.
Hell yeah. We'll talk about the deets later.
Oh, for sure. I travel everywhere, so I would love to DJ in North Carolina. I mean, that's where Donnie lives, so I'm in.
Ooh, that's ironic, isn't it? And that's something we want to talk about. I mean, we all love, I know the caller, I know myself, Cherry and Paul, I know all the listeners in the chat room loved your relationship with Donnie. Can you talk a little bit about it? Because we just adored it. Adorbs. Hello, Paola?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we talk about your relationship with Donnie. We want to know.
Okay, well, I love him to death. I never would have thought that he would be my best friend in the house. I mean, I honestly, like, I found out, this is going to be a spoiler, but I found out on LiveFeed today that he actually was put on the block, and I honestly started crying. And I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, they put Donnie on the block. I don't know what to do. And she's like, well, you can't do shit. You're home. And I'm like, but I don't know. Like, they have to, like, they can't send him home. They can't send him. And she was like, no, I don't think that they will. And I was really upset at Cody. I think that, like, I definitely, like, I don't think I'll ever meet anybody like Donnie ever in my whole entire life just because he's such a positive person. And, you know, even in the house, like, he would sit on my bed and while I'm sleeping and Derek would go up to Donnie and he would be like, Donnie, why don't you go outside and, like, you know, take a walk or, like, the backyard's open. He's like, Well, I just want Paola to wake up so we can hang out. And Donnie would sit there and, like, watch me sleep. And, you know, he would always, like, talk nicely about me to all the house guests. And he's just super, super cute and super sweet. And, like, I really do adore him. And I love, 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 love him so much.
Well, that's why we brought it up, because we know how much you love him. And we knew that we're going to do spoiler alert here. Unfortunately, and like Donnie's up. Do you think that Donnie's gonna go, or do you think that Brittany's gonna go? I mean, she has kind of been throwing a lot of like herself shade. What I mean by that is talked her way out of the house with her annoyance. And I'm sorry, this is Big Brother. You're there. Anybody can win it, whether you have kids or you're not, or you're old or
right.
young. You know, what are your thoughts? Like, do you think that Donnie's going to go now that he's up, or do you think that Brittany has a vote to get the step in?
You know, I think Brittany's a sweet girl, and I do feel for her. I mean, she has three kids, and she is a single
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, I love her.
You know, and, you know, she uses Dime, which is, you know, good for her. I mean, that's a good strategy. But I think that Donnie's more likable in the house, and Donnie hasn't done anything, you know, that is going to, you know, well, except the fact that he voted.
Well, besides being the veto king. What?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Brittany, I feel like, has been more of, like, a target before because everyone thinks she's been working with Devin, you know, like, the whole POV thing. So I'm hoping that, you know, that's going to work against her and people, like, would remember the fact that, you know, she hasn't been, like, trustworthy and she's kind of shady. I mean, I love her so much, too, but honestly, like, I really want Dawn to stay, and I think that he has a good chance of staying just because he's so likable in the house.
I hope so, because I'm like a huge Donnie fan. Nothing against Brittany. I just think that she's playing too hard right now with the position she's in. She needs to be quiet and not kind of talk her way out of the house, which I think that's what she's doing. She's telling people she deserves to be there, and I deserve to be there. And
but everybody deserves to
people.
Be there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Everybody deserves to be there. No matter if you're poor, you're rich, you have kids, you have no kids, everybody is there for a reason. Everybody deserves to be there, you know? So
absolutely. So
even Victoria deserves to be there. Even though, you know, I didn't really get along with her, she still deserves to be there, you know?
Yeah. So how has life been outside? Let's talk about outside the Big Brother house, because holy crap, I don't know if you were familiar with, obviously, coming out of the house, but you're probably recognized everywhere.
Yeah. It's really weird. I mean, I would be walking down the street in Astoria or the city, and people would be like, "Pow, pow!" You know, and it's, like, really cool, and it's, like, you know, really awkward, because I'm like, how the hell do they recognize me? I'm like, I'm fucking short. Like, how could they even see me, like, walking down the street, you know? And it's just super, super cool, and, like, I, like, love Big Brother, and, like, I didn't think it was, you know, it would have, like, that big of an impact when I was out of the house, and actually people started to notice me, because I was like, wow, it's actually a really big show, you know,
yeah.
Like, I would have never guessed, cause, I mean, you know, I'm so small, you know, and I don't even think, like, people would, like, recognize me, because usually I, like, would wear, like, a beanie, you know, or, like, a hoodie or a hat, and, like, I just, you know, be in my own little world, and it's pretty awesome that people, like, would recognize me, so.
I'm sure it's awesome. I mean, you're probably, like, turning corners, and there's people, like you said, calling you Pow Pow, and, you know, probably asking you, why did you do this, why did you do that? You're like, leave me alone, you know? It's weird. Like, they know what you eat and what you, like, what laundry detergent you used and, you know, what bed you slept in. You're like, just leave me alone. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's the best fans ever. And
oh my God,
Papa, I'll tell you what, you have some fans out there.
Oh, my God. Papa
fans in effect. Oh, I know.
Did you still have any other questions?
No, I'm still in shock.
He's just like a living up. He's like, I don't even care what's going on right now. I'm living it up.
And we still have a lot of other callers as well.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a great night.
Well, thank you so much. I love you, pal.
I love you.
Thank you, Caesar.
Have a great night, Caesar.
You too.
All right. Paula, you are a busy birdie over here. Okay, let's pick up the next caller.
Okay, we've got Larissa. Thank you so much for holding. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. You're on with Pow Pow and Michelle Costa.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Larissa. How are you, girlfriend?
Good. How are you? I'm from Valencia, California.
All right, Miss Valencia, California. I know you have a question for Pow Pow, so go ahead.
I do. I have a quick question. Right now, as far as the game is going, who do you think the Final Four is going to be at this point?
Oh, my gosh. I definitely think that Derek, Cody, Christine, and I'm hoping Donnie would be a Final Four. Well, watching the game right now, I think that's like my guess. I could be wrong.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
What would be your guess, caller?
That's kind of who I was thinking, too. And who do you think should be working together that would make a good team that isn't?
Oh, good question. Paula, what do you
think? I think that the girls should be working together because it's like a fraternity freaking house, in Big Brother house right now. I mean, like I feel like they don't care if any of the girls go home except, like, Nicole and obviously Christine. You know, Cody is trying to protect both of them. But I think that Amber, Brittany, Nicole, Jocasta, and, Christine, I think they should all work together. Even Frankie. I mean, like, put Frankie in there. You know, because at this point, you know, I wanted to have an all-girl alliance work out this season, and it's not working out. And right now, you know, the girls are definitely, like, holding it down, and they're going to get, you know, picked off quickly. I think that if Brittany goes home next week, I think Amber might be going home. So.
Oh, I hope not.
And one last question. What do you think of Victoria's gameplay?
I don't even know she has one.
Good answer.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm actually really proud that she won the POV. I don't know if that's another spoiler. But,
no, we do spoilers here, but it's okay. I just think that people were just didn't say anything because they're shocked that she won POV. I can't wait to see the competition, I'll be honest with you, because I'm just shocked that she won. And I'm not trying to be like that, but I'm just shocked she won. So.
I am too, because, you know, Victoria doesn't really have any, you know, gameplay. I mean, like, I know that she's like Derek's little shadow and, you know, she is working with him. But, you know, sometimes this is going to sound messed up. Sometimes I even forget that she's in the show. Just because, like, I focus so much more on, like, you know, other people, and I don't know if she does have a gameplay. Actually, what do you think, Michelle? Do you think she does have a gameplay? I mean, you're
No. But, I mean, I wasn't aware that she was working with Derek, which comical to me. So she must be, like, a little puppet. I think Derek, for me, whatever helps Derek is good for me, and I personally am not a fan of Victoria's because she thinks she's the princess. I'm the princess. I'm the Portuguese princess. That's number one.
She does think she is the princess. I mean, I've told her many times in the show. Listen, you have to say thank you and please all the time. Like,
yeah,
you know,
no, but I want a princess like that. Like, I'm not like a princess like I think I want anything.
I know you're not. Yeah.
No, but it's funny because it's like we're totally opposite princesses. Like, I'm like the princess, like, you know, I don't know
the
how to explain
princess.
It, but I'm not, yeah, I'm the Portuguese princess, that's right, girl.
Uh-huh.
So it was funny because I kept saying stuff about her, like, she better watch out with that princess talk, you know, it wasn't anything against her, it was just funny talk, but I don't know what game she's playing. I hope that she doesn't, hopefully with this HOH the way it is, you know, she will get out and not, you know, I don't want floaters in the game. I'm not saying that you were. I don't think you were. I think that they used you and abused you in the pawn situation. Yeah, mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you were on the other side, you know?
I was
where
on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, if it changed power, you would have been fine, but mm-hmm. it's not the way it worked out, and it sucked.
Yep.
And we, you know, we watched that, and you know, a lot of people want to talk about you throwing the competition. Is there anything you want to say about that? I mean, did you throw the competition? Like, do you want to say anything, or do you want to not talk about production? I mean, what do you want to do?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm very thick-skinned, Michelle. You can ask me anything. Well, what happened was, in the beginning of the Battle of the Block, I was going to throw the competition, and I had a change of heart in the middle, because going into it, I actually was thinking, like, 50-50, like, should I do it, should I not do it? So, when
of course,
I, when
you
got to
think
were,
of every aspect, girl.
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's so
you'd be
hard
dumb not to.
It was really hard, Michelle, because I was in a position where, okay, Devin's like, if you don't throw this, then me and Caleb are going to go after you, you know? And it was, like, crap, like, great, you know? Like, I was in that bad position. And plus, like, Brittany is, like, you know, one of my closest friends in the beginning. And in the beginning of the competition, I remember Hayden saying, pal, you got to get your glasses. And, like, thinking, like, well, I'm going to throw it anyways. And then in the middle of it, Brittany looks at me and she was like, hey, are you working with Devin? Like, I hope you're not trying to throw the comp. And that's when I was like, crap, you know what? I do want to win this because, like, I just felt so bad for her. She is a nice girl. And I was like, but at that, I was like, oh, we got to win this. And at that point.
Well, did you feel angry at Devin for kind of throwing you under the bus? Because it seems like her making that comment to you was him telling her that you were going to throw the competition. So what, don't you think that was like, so was he like so apparent as it was? I mean, Did you feel like, okay, I have to stick with him just because I know there's a bomb squad or whatever? How was it the aspect inside the house? I know we're all so curious.
Like
the whole Devin scenario. Like, was he like as crazy as you know?
He is as crazy. I definitely think that, like, you know, since we had that deal, I was, like you said, like, I was in the wrong side of the house. I was working with Caleb and Devin. And I think that, you know, that was, like, the biggest mistake that I made because Devin definitely snuck, keep his word. I felt like I wanted to work with both of them, you know. And it's because, like, that's when Devin wasn't going crazy yet. But then when he started showing his different personalities, I was like, shoot, I think I'm going to go home because everybody was going against him at that time, you know?
Well, I don't think you made a bad mistake. Can you correct yourself? I think that you aligned with the wrong people. Remember that. It wasn't, like, some things are out of your control, so don't say that you made a mistake. You aligned with the wrong people, so you did a great job, girl. Absolutely.
Hey.
Amen to that.
Michelle, I want to let you know Larissa is still on the air. Did you have any more questions, Larissa?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larissa.
And we do have a number of calls backed up.
All right, let's do it until Pow's out.
Thank you.
I love you, Pow Pow. Welcome to the family, girl.
We have Jeff. Thank you so much for calling in. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello,
Jeff.
How are you?
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Pow Pow.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff, where are you calling from, boo?
Mineral Wells, West Virginia.
West Virginia in the house. You have a fabulous Pow Pow on. What is your question?
Well, I was going to ask her, I like real well the relationship that she had with Donnie. But my question is, out of all the people left in the house, who do you think, Pow Pow, that Donnie should be working with?
Hold on, is this
great
Donnie?
Question.
Donnie, are you calling in from inside the house? I feel like this is Donnie.
I know.
Please. I'm sorry, Paula, but you sounded so much like Donnie. I loved it. Can you answer the question, Paula?
I think that, well, you know, Donnie is definitely working with Derek, you know, because of Team America. I think that Donnie should work with Cody.
Oh, good.
I think that that would be a good move because Cody is also likable in the house, and the girls love him and they trust him. I think that it would be good if he does work with him. I think that, you know, Cody's definitely going to go far and Derek's going to go far. But, you know, at this point, you know, Derek and him are already working together because of Team America. But I would love...
Cody has a good heart.
Yeah,
I agree, Cherry.
I would love to see Cody and Donnie work together because I love, you know, I love both of them. Obviously, I love Donnie more. I think that would be a good move if he does persuade Cody into working with him.
That was a great question.
Pow.
Yeah, that was a great question, Jeff. Did you have any more? You've been holding for so long. I want to say we appreciate you hanging in there, buddy.
Yeah, besides Cody, I was kind of wondering about maybe Amber because Donnie kind of seems all alone right now in the house. And you couldn't find a better dude than Donnie. I mean,
at the same time, you know what? It's like, you don't want to be alone. I don't want him to be alone, but at the same time, that could be like a positive, which is so weird to think about. It's so weird to think about, but that could be a positive. But they also know he is the veto king, as we know. So what do you think about that, Paula?
Did he say about something about Amber, right? I'm sorry, he was like breaking that. Can you repeat the question for me, Michelle?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear him.
Go ahead. Call or repeat question.
Okay, I was just wondering if you thought that it would be good for him to work with Amber.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. No offense to Amber. I don't think that it'll be good for his game. I think Amber is a huge target right now in the house also.
Unfortunate because I think she has like the Caleb like cloud, the dark cloud over her.
Oh my God, yeah.
And it's unfortunate because she's not even wanting it. She don't want that dark cloud. She's like, keep it moving, Caleb. Like, leave me alone. And Caleb's just like, hey, you know, it's like kind of one of those things like. You know,
and
it's unfortunate, but she is strong, and I think that that's what she has to do because she has nothing else she can do right now. She has to win everything.
You know, with Amber, though, knowing her, she's the type of person to latch on to the new HOH. You know, like Cody would be her best friend, like, this week, and then if Nicole wins HOH next week, then Nicole would be her best friend, you know? And I think people are starting to catch up to that. I know for a fact that Donnie definitely is not fond of Amber right now. Because actually before I left, Donnie actually came up to me and he was like, pal, is Amber going to vote for you? Because if she doesn't, I'll find out. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know, and I'm like, I don't know if Amber's going to vote for me. But I think that he wasn't fond of her after that because then he sees her true character of sticking with whoever has power. I think what Amber really needs to do is get her head straight and really think for herself, you know, instead of following other people. Because I don't really think that Amber is capable of doing that. I think
that Amber also got screwed over. I mean, Amber is thinking she has this power alliance with these guys and the bomb squad is done. Not really technically, because if you think about it, Devin kind of blew up his own spot and I don't think it should have gave up anybody else's spot, but I think that she's at the point where she needs to do what she needs to do. I mean, she knows that, oh my God, okay, I'm not with the floaters per se or the other crowd. I'm with this crowd, but they just put me up. And I think without her mentally thinking about it, she has just been like a house, like working it. And she is the strongest girl. You know, but compared to the other,
she is definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see her go to a. I personally don't think she deserves it. I think she's been playing a good game. It's unfortunate that it's kind of like, you know, the wind's blowing, the sheets are blowing. You know, every sheet's different, but she's still been on top, and I think that, you know, I really hope she makes it further than what I think she will.
I hope so too, but like I said, you know, like I feel like she has to really get her head straight. I think that she needs to like just maybe like focus on like not working with the boys too much, because I mean like even like when I was watching the live game, even before I left, I knew that like Hayden wants Amber up, you know, but Amber thinks that you know, before leaving the house, you know, Amber thought that like Hayden liked her, but like in the back of my mind I'm like, no, Hayden wants me to go home, you know. I think that she has to really like smarten up like a little bit, because she could be a powerhouse and she could really turn this game around, you know. I would love to see a girl win this season. Like that would be amazing.
Absolutely.
And she is and super super strong.
And what are your thoughts about
thank you
like
so much,
I think
Jeff,
that
for
it's
calling in
that Joey was kind of like out here because she was trying to start the first women's alliance. And I think that she just got stuck in the wrong crap. I think she was trying to do the right thing. Did you ever try to start a girls alliance? Can you tell?
I actually did, and Joey was in it.
Yeah.
I started the first girl alliance when I first came in, and it was because I was really paranoid that the guys were already talking about working together. So in the beginning, I tried to start an all-girl alliance with Amber, Nicole, and Joey, which obviously did not work out because I felt like the house, you know, was starting to split, because when Nicole first came in, it was just the eight of us. And then when she met Christine, she latched off with Christine right away, got close with Hayden. I was like, okay, crap. So now, like, I'm, like, left with just, like, you know, Amber, thinking that I was working with Amber and Caleb and Devin. So that fell apart, and then with the whole Joey coming up and, you know, blowing up her own, you know, spot, it was just like, okay, like, this is just a hot mess, you know, and it was just
so you're not like, you don't, like, I was kind of like with the guys, oh, Joey made the worst, like, if you saw America Said, Joey made the worst move and all that, I don't think she really made the worst move. I mean, I think she was kind of just going with the flow, right?
Yeah,
I mean, wouldn't
don't think
you think that you would make a girls' alliance against a guys' alliance? Isn't that just the norm?
Yeah, I think that I think actually Joey, you know, I think with Joey is like she didn't really know the game, and you know, as much as she should, because she actually admitted it to us, and I think that she was very sincere and probably felt bad about like trying to make a girl alliance. But, you know, I don't think she played, like, a bad game. I definitely think that she made a mistake opening her mouth. But I think that if she didn't do that, I think she would have gone far. Because she was voted America's player, right? Or was she, like,
Team
America? Yeah,
Team America.
Yeah. You know, she could have like, gone far if she didn't blow up her own spot.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But, like, how has life been treating you outside the house? Like, have you been doing more DJing? Like, I know because that's, like, your life. Have you been doing kind of appearances? Or what is it that you want to let us know? And where are you going to be next so that people can come see you?
Well, I'm actually working on a track that I was working on before I left. And it's a super awesome track. I can't wait for everybody to hear it. I did get back into DJing. I'm going on tour soon. I'll be in Canada, and I'll also be in Connecticut on August 9th. Oh, no, sorry. New York, August 9th. I'll be in the Resorts World Casino. August 16th, I'll be in Connecticut. And then I'm going on tour from August 21st to August 24th in Canada. So I'll be in Newfoundland, Toronto, and Montreal.
That is cool. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you, Jeff. He's still on, and thank you for your great questions, and I hope you can join us back on our shows coming up, and you have a great
day,
Jeff.
Thank you,
Jeff.
I just wanted to say to Pow-Pow that we really enjoyed her on the show, and the live feed kind of seem boring without her and Joe.
Yeah,
you're
we
so
do
sweet.
Miss that.
I love you. Aww.
Thank you. That was
right,
so sweet.
Thank you,
well,
you
have a great night.
Thanks,
right, thank
Jeff.
You.
And we got a caller that's also been holding
let's
a while.
Let's take one more
Hold
caller
Michelle.
Because we're almost, yeah, let's take one more caller because we're almost at the end of the show. Let's do this.
Okay, we've got Sarah. Thank you so much for holding. How are you, Sarah?
Okay.
You're okay. You're supposed to be fabulous. No, we want to ask you again. How are you doing?
I'm great, now that you took my call.
Ooh, that's fabulous. See, I like that. You have the fabulous Paola on. What is your question, girl?
Wait.
Are you, like, having a moment right now? Don't have a moment. Don't have a moment.
I'm sort of freaking out.
Okay, it's okay. Calm down. Take a breath. Wait, ready? Breathe in. Breathe out. And go ahead. Ask your question, girl.
All right, I want to know Paola's first impression when she first saw Donnie.
About Donnie?
What was your first impression of Donnie when you
my
first
God.
Saw him?
When I first saw Donnie, I thought that, like, he was a cast member from Dark Dynasty. I was like, what the heck? I'm, like, looking at Frisky, and I was like, dude, he's, like, wearing camouflage. And, like, he looks like, you know, he's been, like, a hunter. I honestly thought that he was really, he wasn't really talking to us. He was really quiet. So my first impression was I thought that he would be, like, you know, solo, not really talking to anybody by himself. You know, he was older than us. I mean, like, the first date, you know, we were all young and hip, and, like, me and Frank are crazy. Me, Joe, and Frank are like, woo, party here, party there. And Donnie's just, like, all alone. So we're just like, oh, my God, he's definitely going to be the outcast. Like, I'm not even going to talk to this guy. I have nothing to say to this guy. I don't even know what to say or what to talk about. But then he became my best friend, which was, like, so unlikely. Like, you know, like, even, like, talk to someone like him, like, in the show. Because outside of the show, you know, I would have never guessed, like, you know, like, or I would have never talked to a 42-year-old man that wears camouflage, you know? So that was, like, my first impression. And then, like, after that, knowing him, like, a little bit, we really thought that he was someone else. And I remember seeing his Harvard Medical shirt, his Harvard Medical shirt, and I thought to myself, he's definitely a doctor, you know? And I remember Caleb and Devin saying that he was ex-military, so I was like, no, he's like a doctor or something. And then Frankie was like, no, he's a professor somewhere. And we were, like, really thinking that he was someone else.
That's so funny, you know, looking back at it and seeing how he was thought to be this brilliant guy, which he is, but a space cadet, like UFO and, you know, intriguing air. So it's kind of funny. I thought that your relationship was great. Thank you, caller, so much for calling in. Do you have any other questions?
Which competition did you have the most fun playing in?
I definitely enjoyed the swing, the Battle of the Block swing time competition because I was partner up with Donnie, and even though we lost, and it was actually a really long competition, it was like an hour and 40 minutes, believe it or not. I was on the swing for that long. I enjoyed it the most because being on the swing with Donnie, I know we were losing in the beginning, and looking at him and he was looking sad, and when I saw his face and he looked sad, I wanted to fight for him. And I think that was the most fun when we were like almost I thought we were gonna win because we were like catching up to Brittany and Victoria. So I have like that like quick adrenaline rush in the end. I feel like every competition was actually pretty fun, but that was like my favorite one because I was with Donnie. And he was, like, my battle-of-the-block partner, and that's when me and him became best friends afterwards. So that's always going to be the most memorable one out of all of them.
Well, we absolutely loved it, and thank you so much for calling in, caller. We're going to have to cut you short. We're going to be ending the show. Paola, thank you so much for coming on Manic Mondays. We love you.
Oh,
we just want to squeeze you to pieces. Can we squeeze you to pieces?
We have a few chat questions that I need to get to her before she goes.
Yeah, can we get this
one
in time
of the people
before
that
we lose the show? Let's do it.
No, we've extended it,
Michelle. One of the people that helps us with the show, we did extend the show a little bit because we had so many callers and chat questions. I did extend the time on the show. One of the people that helps us with behind the scenes with the show, his name is Jason or JTV, did a video for you, and he was wanting to find out if you had seen the video yet.
No,
from
I
JTV.
Have not.
All
oh
right,
God,
okay.
Paula, let me. This is I did a search on Google, and here's what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Type in two words, first name Jason, then Lee, L-E-E, then YouTube, and your name, Paula Shea. If you type in Jason Lee YouTube Paula Shea.
Jason Lee YouTube Paula Shea. Okay.
All right, girl.
Yes,
Google
you did
yourself.
A great,
this is what your life has become. You Google yourself.
Right.
And
Terry,
what do you do, girl?
And then Shytown Joe, Shytown Joe wants to know what it was like to party with Adam Pock at Frankie's apartment.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. I love Frankie's roommate. I actually, you know, I was actually I was talking to Ariana's mom, and Ariana's best friends were actually there, and they were so sweet. I love all of them. And I will be there all the time now because, you know, I'm definitely going to crash there whenever I, you know, after I DJ and get super drunk and can't drive back to my apartment. Like, that's going to be my new spot.
Well, could I just say something, Paula? I mean, you live in New York, right? So
yes.
We kind of sound alike a little bit, right? Like, I got that accent. You got that accent, right? I mean, I don't think I sound different, but people say I do. I don't care. Whatever. But, so, I'm going to blow your mind right now. Bam. So you live in New York, okay,
mm-hmm.
and I live in Rhode Island, and I am the vice president of the Toys for Tots for New Hampshire. Cowboy, Big Brother 5, 6, 11, is the president, and Panther is the founder. And what we do every year is we come up for the first weekend of December, and
mm-hmm.
we raise toys for Toys for Tots. We have Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, Biggest Loser. We have Expedition Impossible. We have a lot of people to come up. So I would love seeing that you're like right down the street kind of to come up and join us and be a participant in this charity, which is Toys for Tots, and getting toys for our kids that are less
privileged
than us.
Michelle, she could probably ride up with Adam. He's a regular now, isn't he?
Adam actually goes every year.
Oh, wow.
So you could ride up with him. And
yeah,
I know that.
I'm definitely down. I mean, I love
I know
him.
You're
like
a toy. You look like a Toys for Tots kind of gal. I don't know.
Oh,
I just looked
I
at you and I was like,
I
she looks like a Toys for Tots girl.
So I'm so, so it. They're probably gonna
and maybe, work, and
so.
You know what, Gen City actually goes and her band actually plays, so maybe you could do kind of like, you could tear
Ooh.
It up for maybe like an hour, I'm just saying, what?
Oh, snap. I'm down.
I'm sure the Panther can fit that in.
No,
oh,
we can. I mean, I do karaoke. Yeah. We can cut off my karaoke and scare it off the town and the Grizzly Bears, and we can throw Paula up in there, she can just tear it up. What do you think of that, Paula?
Oh,
you think that would
God.
Be down?
That's going to be so fun. Yep. I'm there.
Hey,
I'm there.
I need to ask my question, Paula, as a feed watcher.
We know you love her, Paul. Just tell her. Gosh.
I do love you. Paula,
yes.
I have to ask you, because when we get cut by the feeds, we don't see the POV ceremonies, try to listen afterwards to people saying, can you believe when this was said or that was said, et cetera. My question is the edit that we saw on the CBS show, because that's really all that we can see,
mm-hmm.
how much of that was edited? How much was left on the cutting room?
She cannot talk about production, Paul.
I can't. I can't answer that question.
Could we possibly
I already knew. It was like, it's kind of one of those things like, you know, it's going on right now. I think that's like the main thing, you know. And like, you know the answer to your question, Paul. But you wanted.
I was hoping,
Michelle. You wanted more. You wanted more. And it's like, I can't. This is my familia. I mean,
okay.
She stuck with me forever. Paolo Paolo and me are like forever as one.
Yay!
Let me ask a different question then, because we
okay.
It's
see,
like
I
seven,
love it.
It's, yeah, and we do have two quick callers coming up, but let me ask a quick question because we don't see the feeds until like 6-7 days in, and it already seemed like there was some kind of storyline behind your pillow. What was that all about?
Okay, so I've had this pillowcase for 17 years. And it has, like, you know, like, holes and lint. It's like my what do they call that? What do you call that?
Security blanket?
It's kind of like my security blanket, but my security pillowcase. And I have to bring it everywhere. Even when I go on my DJ tour, I have it. Like, I would, like, have it in the hotel room, and my manager would be like, you still have that ugly thing with you? Like, why do you bring that? And, like, do you even wash it? Like, when was the last time you, like, washed the thing? Like, I'm like, no, I just, like, smelly all the time. And I carry that thing, like, almost the whole time being in the house. And when I was getting anxiety and I was going crazy, I was like, I need my pillow. And
Just me and my pillow.
Let's get these people that have been waiting. We'll promise that we'll
be
short
calls. Yeah, because they're going to get cut off, and we don't want them to get cut off, you know? We don't do that shit in New York or Rhode Island. Like, get off.
You, Sarah.
Get your legs cut off. Hey.
Okay. Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your call, hon.
Okay.
Our next caller is Lisa.
Hello,
hi.
Lisa.
Hi. Okay, my question is, I have a couple of questions. Is that okay?
Do you have your radio up?
Lisa, first off, can you just be more excited to be on Manic Mondays? Just be a little bit excited.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Okay, you're so cute. I was just kidding. What's your question, girl?
Okay, first of all, for Pow Pow, what is your ethnicity?
I am actually 50% Filipino, 25% Indian, and 25% Spanish.
Oh my God, I thought you had Brazilian in you. I was sure you had Brazilian in you.
If I was Brazilian, I had a big butt, but I don't have a butt.
Oh, man. Oh, my God,
Lisa,
you are so gorgeous.
Yes,
oh,
she is. Lisa,
what's
your second question real quick, darling?
Okay, and what are the most important values for you in life?
What's your most important values in life, baby girl?
My important values in life? That's a good question. Michelle's, like, laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm silent.
Making money. No, I'm just kidding.
It's your happiness. You tell us what it is.
You know, I actually, like, I was raised as a Christian, so, you know, my mom raised me, like, in, like, a Catholic school my whole life. So I think that, you know, I, like, with my mom and, like, my whole, like, Filipino family, I definitely think that my values in life is just, like, just to stay happy and be positive all the time, you know? That's how I see it. I mean, like, I don't think that, you know, like, in life, like, I don't think that people should do things that they don't want to do just so that they can gain something from it. You know, it's like you have to, like, hurt somebody to make money or anything like that. Like, I feel like you should just stay real and stay positive and just be yourself.
Those were really great questions, Lisa. Appreciate you hanging in there, and that we're glad we got your call on the air.
Thank you so much for calling in, Lisa. Really appreciate you holding on so long.
You're welcome. And two more questions.
Real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Be quick, girlfriend. Like, snap of a button. Bam.
Okay. How do you want to be perceived by your audience? And are you ever going to do a meet and greet in New York for your younger fans?
Okay.
She just wants to know where to see you. She wants to see you. Where are you going to be, girl?
Well, I'm actually trying to set up a meet and greet right now. I don't know if you're old enough, but I'm DJing in a bunch of places. Where are you located?
New Jersey.
New Jersey? Oh, you're close. You're super close to me. And Cody actually lives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to set up a meet and greet soon when actually after I do my Hartford show. So after August 9th, I'm going to try to set up something in New York City. I don't know if you'll be able to come.
All right, Paula, are you gonna announce that on Twitter, or where would you announce it so Lisa can find it?
I'll definitely announce that on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, because I'm actually big on social media, so I respond social media and talk to everybody there.
All right. Well, we hope that she comes to Rhode Island, because I mean that's not on her agenda, but whatever.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa, so much for holding on, hon.
Bye, Lisa.
Okay. I love throwing the shade, girl. I love throwing the shade. I mean, pow, you have so much going on for you. We have so many calls. Let's just stop right now.
We have one more.
I mean, okay. Good Lord.
We have one more.
Let's give a break. Okay, one more, and then you can go. All right,
and
one more, girl.
I haven't even screened this one, so I'm going to bring it up by area code. Area code 336, you're on the air with Paula and Michelle Costa.
Yes, hello?
Hi, how are you?
I want to know what was the best part about being in the Big Brother house.
Good question. What was the best part about being in the Big Brother house?
All right, so this is going to sound like back to Donnie, but honestly, the best part of being in the Big Brother house was not just eating whatever you want and sleeping whenever you want to sleep and meeting friends, but honestly, walking out of that house, I was super happy that I met someone like Donnie and Jocasta, and I think that that would be like the best thing in the house for me, was hanging out with Donnie and walking with Donnie and eating ice cream with Donnie was the best part in the whole house, because the house was driving me crazy, and Donnie actually gave me peace being in that house.
Oh, well said. And area code 336, we didn't even get your name, so we know who's asking the question.
My name is Jake.
Thank you, Jake, so much.
What a great answer
and a great question. I'd say the best of the night.
That was a great night, okay?
Thank you so much. Oh. I love you, pal.
You're welcome.
Love you too.
Thank you, Jake.
Oh, the love in the air. I can see it
in the night.
Just give it one more try tonight, baby. I'm sorry. Good Lord, I thought I was American Idol for a minute. No, I was on Big Brother. Stop. Anyway, pow, girl, I love you.
Yes. Oh, I love you.
I love you. And let me tell you something. Manic Mondays, we are so happy to have you on. You popped the Big Brother cherry, so congratulations to that. You'll be getting your award in the mail. Just don't wait by the mail, just in case it doesn't come. We just love you, and you can call me anytime. You can come back on the show anytime. You got something coming up. You don't even know. Your life is going to be busy. Your life is different. It's going to change. You can come on and talk about any charity events. Like I said, you are welcome to come to Toys for Tots in December in New Hampshire with a lot of past alumni and other reality shows. And it's just been a pleasure, girl. We love you. And is there anything you want to say before you go, girl, besides we love you?
Well, I love everybody that was on this in this chat today, and obviously when I have like more DJ shows around like the East Coast area, like if I book something in Rhode Island or, you know, even you guys should come to New York actually, because it'd be nice for, you know, my Big Brother family to come by and check out my show.
Girl, I was at the finale. I have a DJ Paula Sheen like bracelets that I wear every day. I represent.
You gotta come, girl. You gotta come.
Well, thank you so much. And can you let people know how to find you on Twitter, how to find you on Facebook, anything that you have network-wise, anything that you have phoning-wise before we end the show?
Yeah, of course. So on Twitter, you can find me by searching my name, and that would be Paola Shea, which is P-A-O-L-A-S-H-E-A, and also retweeted Michelle earlier, so you could find me on her page.
And for Instagram...
Because I stalk her life. Thank you. Anyway, go ahead.
And for Instagram, it's DJ Paola Shea. Again, same spelling as the Twitter. And it's DB16. So it's DJ Paola Shea, DB16. And on Facebook, it's Paola Shea Fan. So...
Right. So we have found every way to stalk her life, and I know you want to because she is amazing. I mean, she has so much going for herself, and never mind the fact that she rips it up on the turntables. Can I get a what?
Thank you. What? All of my music are going to be posted in there, you know, the iTunes stuff, my mixes.
Paola, listen, you got something coming out. I've been on for 6 years. We've been doing this for 6 years, ever since I got out of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. We've been representing the family and every probably reality family out there. You have a single coming out. You have something you want to talk about. You have something you want to just regurgitate out of your mouth. You are welcome back here anytime. You are stuck with me for life, and
Woo!
You are a Manic Monday maniac.
Yay,
so you have
well,
been blessed.
Oh, you're
with
so
the maniac
there
crown.
There's two things that's coming out, which is my single. It's called Dime. And
okay.
The other one is actually I'm remixing Ariana Grande's Problem. And
what?
I already told my whole family about that. And they're very, very excited. It's a twerk remix that's going to be coming out soon. So you guys
should
check
that
out.
So will you come on Manic Mondays and maybe like... throw us a bone, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know I'm there.
All right. Well, you know what, Paola, I just want to say, as first off, a Big Brother alumni, welcome to the family, girl. Love you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're a part of this nutty, crazy, cult-like family as a part of Manic Mondays and Rad Reality Show. Cherry and Paula are on with you. Thank you for coming on Manic Mondays. The chat room was crazy. The callers were crazy. We couldn't keep up. Thank you so much. If you have anything else you have to say, if not, girl, pow's out. Do you have any
well,
last words?
You're welcome. Thank you.
You guys are so awesome. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Have a great night.
Take care, sweetie.
We love you. And come back on soon. And like I said, pow it out.
Bye.
Bye,
bye. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Oh, my word.
Do we want to eat her up? Eat her up.
Yep.
Oh, you know how I get obsessed with the newbies. You know how I am. I get so crazy. Like, they're like my little babies. I love them. Oh. Am I good with them? Do you think I treat them good? Do you think I need to be more gentle? Do you think I'm like, because I don't want to be like, oh, it's all butterflies and like cranberries and rainbow dreams. Like, I have to give them like the legit, right? So, like, do you think I'm like level-headed?
No, I think it was fine.
All right, because I want to be level-headed. I want them to think it's all hunky-dory. Well, unless they're like Jeff Schroeder or something. Because, like, that's so cool. I wish I was just shorter. But just want to say, love her. Can we get an amen on that? Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, love the callers, the intensity of the callers. Cherry and Paul, I mean, Cherry, can you talk about it? How did you defend yourself against the callers? Were you, like, batting left and right and, like, you know, throwing up haymakers? They were crazy tonight.
I was just glad to see we had so many callers. I love getting calls from the fans. That thrills me. I love to have the fans calling in.
Excellent. So callers, keep them finger digit moving, fingers dialing. Paul, before we go, how was your night? Because I know you were so excited to have Miss Paola on.
No, I agree with Cherry. I love that we had so many callers, you know, so many brand new people to the show. Hopefully they'll rejoin us. It keeps me busy, but it's a good busy.
Yeah, and I mean, besides the fact that we're being so humble, I mean, we're acting like it's like the wind blowing by. We just had the first goddamn Big Brother 16 on, Manic Mondays. Why are we acting so nonchalant, Jerry and Paul? We're like, oh, yeah, you know, meh, meh. That was pretty cool, right?
Absolutely.
I think we just,
love
like,
it.
We, you know what it is? It's like we're not on the radio. It's like we're just kind of just chilling, right? We're kind of going back and forth, like, and like we're like in a campfire, like toasting s'mores and shit. Like, hey, did you watch Big Brother? Yeah. What'd you think? You know? So that's why I love you, Cherry and Paul. That's why I love Paola, all of Big Brother 16, all of Big Brother fans, Big Brother fans have been listening and watching Manic Mondays. Cherry and Paul, can you like just fathom in your head how many years? It's going to get up to 6 years soon, just to throw that out there. Crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, it gets in
your
blood.
And
you guys
have done other stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's been like kind of like moving to this and moving to that, and we've all had our kind of like point in motion of where this has gone, and it's just been so fantastic. And hopefully we will have Joey on, Devin. Not that we want them on, because that means they got kicked out. But we also like to be the first-time ballers. So we will see
what
happens. Cherry and Paul, love you so much. Paola, thank you so much. Callers, thank you. Listeners, chatters, thank you. I guess this is where... I don't want to say goodbye. I want to say see you later. I guess it's see you later. Cherry, last words?
Well, we've said it all tonight. Had a great, great guest with Pow Pow. Michelle, thank you so much for getting her and having her on tonight. We're going to wrap tonight up with Ron, as we always do. I want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday night for the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show with host Michael Cowboy Ellis. And I'm not positive who his guest will be, but he's been having great guests week after week. So watch on Twitter and Facebook for information. It should be out in the next day or two who he's going to have on Thursday night. That show is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So join us on Thursday night for the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show. I'm going to close tonight with Ron, as we always do. Everybody have a great week. Take care. God bless. Here's Ron to close the show. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. We certainly enjoyed having you all with us tonight. And we always enjoy having you call in. We had a lot of calls tonight, and we enjoyed every one of them. So remember, when Michelle has a show like this, call in and talk to Michelle and her guests. That's what we do these shows for, to connect you and the Big Brother people and whoever her guests are. Michelle likes to talk to you, and so do her guests. So call in. So thank you all
again.
Have a great week. And here's Ryan to close the show.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was another great one for Manic Mondays on the Rad Reality Show. Good night, y'all. Take care, and God bless. Say good night.
Good night.